Federal officials today continued efforts to reassure consumers and other countries that U.S. beef is safe. The Agriculture Department said it was placing another herd in Washington state under quarantine. Two other herds have already been quarantined since the discovery last month of a single animal with mad cow disease. The department's chief veterinarian said today some animals from those two herds may have to be killed. Before the mad cow news hit, many rural communities were enjoying a boom in crop and cattle prices. And as NPR's Howard Berkus reports, it's not yet clear how the scare will affect them.
If we could rewind the world back before New Year's and back before Christmas to just hours before the Department of Agriculture's mad cow announcement, we'd hear this on KTIC Rural Radio in Cumming County, Nebraska.
Good afternoon. Jeffrey Stolle reporting from the Lincoln office with the Nebraska Cattleman Market Update for Tuesday, December 23rd. CME live cattle futures closed sharply higher today. December cattle were 67 points higher at 92.35.
Well, we've February, never seen this good a price. I've been here since 1960. Nobody's ever seen this in the cattle business that's alive. It's just been huge profits, and but a lot of people needed it. It was time.
Harry Kenobi was tracking the agricultural markets that day last week from the computer screen on his desk, which displayed a graph charting the steep rise in cattle prices. Kenobi owns a Cumming County feedlot with 5,000 heifers and steers. He's also a broker in the commodities and futures markets.
Profit per head, I mean, it's just the best.
Is there more money around because of these prices?
Oh, definitely there's more money around. There is more money around. There's no doubt about it. We went for about 2 years when cattle didn't make no money at all, and at times lost $100 to $200 a head.
At Kenobi's feedlot, hungry cattle snort and bellow, steam rising from dripping nostrils in the frigid morning air. 500,000 heifers and steers feed in Cumming County feedlots each year. They outnumber people more than 50 to 1. And it's not just cattle. The county also produces a lot of soybeans, which also spiked in price. That's something to marvel at, noted Larry Howard of the County Agricultural Extension Office before the mad cow story broke.
They're record prices. They're probably going to average about $100 to $120 a head profit. And in some cases right now, they're looking at $200 to $300 a head profit. So I would say if there's any place where people would have some money to spend, it'd be in this area.
If there's more money around, it isn't flowing into the cash registers at Baumgart's, a farm supply store in the county seat of West Point, where Deb Burkham is the manager.
The only thing we've seen here is maybe on fencing supplies to rebuild their fences and cattle yards. Other than that, no, not much. They're leery on what they're spending. People are watching what they're buying till they know for sure what's going to be there.
The story's similar at West Point's furniture and hardware stores, and banker Brad Coyne thinks he knows why.
We've had 5 very challenging years in all of agriculture, particularly livestock production. So these people have come through very challenging times, and it's fresh in their mind, and they're being very prudent with the money they're making now.
They're paying down debt, Coyne says, and banking some profit. They're also paying now for fertilizer, feed, seed, and other supplies, which they won't need till spring. That reduces the tax burden of big profits. Some are also trimming taxes by replacing worn equipment, boosting sales 25% at West Point Implement, which is owned by Irv Eisenmenger.
Well, we've sold some combines, we're selling feed wagons, we're selling scrapers, box scrapers, manure spreaders, just any number of things. If some of them have been in a pretty deep hole, they don't have that option.
They're filling the hole.
Yeah, they have to fill the hole first before they have any spendable income.
So there is some tax-related spending, but cattle producers are also paying off loans and putting some profits in the bank. There's also no rush to replace the cattle sold for slaughter, with cattle costing more to buy now. This all adds up to resilience, suggests Larry Howard of Cumming County's Agricultural Extension Office.
The ag sector knows that there's highs and lows, and hopefully they're doing the best that they can to protect this high now so that when the next low comes, you know, they've protected some of their equity, and they're ready to ride that next one out.
Now remember, all this was before the mad cow scare. Farmers and cattle producers in Nebraska knew the boom might bust. Agriculture is cyclical, after all. And the boom depended on tenuous threads that could easily unravel. Things like low interest rates, a declining U.S. dollar, drought overseas sending China to America for soybeans, the Atkins diet driving up demand for beef, and what cattle producer Harry Kenobi mentioned as he considered his good fortune before hearing the bad news.
Every 40, 50 years, an industry gets those kinds of things. Kind of, I guess, if you live long enough, we all get our turn.
But you also know, especially from your market's experience, that what goes up eventually goes down.
Right. And I know now, I'm 63 now, I know how better to manage these losses now than I did at 43 or 53.
And what could ruin it? What could...
Something like Canada had, mad cow thing, the mad cow disease.
Let's fast forward now to today. Kenobi chuckles now at his prescience, but he's confident he'll survive to thrive again, given his conservative response to the boom.
That's this business. We know this all the time, that these things do work out in time. I'm confident that I'll be here.
In the Cumming County town of Wisner, a grain and feed elevator roared last week. That's the sound of economic health, I was told. The elevator processes feed as long as there are cattle here to feed. And there will be, insists Harry Kenobi and other cattle producers. They believe American consumers, the bulk of their market, will not abandon American beef. Kenobi's also confident that beef eaters overseas will soon be convinced that American beef is safe. A lot of his neighbors hope he's right. The biggest local employer is a beef processing plant. If demand for U.S. beef plummets, layoffs will follow throughout rural America. Half of all meat industry jobs are in rural places like Cumming County, Nebraska. Howard Berkus, NPR News.